human beer.
We buy a couple of bottles of water from Betty in the cafeteria.
See you later. Bye, George.
See you, Betty.
And head outside.
Let's sit here. Where's the sun? Over there. Let's...
George Moody is a little gloomy. I asked him for an interview a couple of weeks ago, and he said no because he would have to lie. It's so depressing, he said. But he's changed his mind.
It's a dreadful place.
It's a dreadful place?
No, it's a dreadful place if you come here with idealism. And you, and also, you, if you come here from a constituency where you see what is happening to ordinary people, and down here we go through this farce. And the government want the legislation through, the opposition want to have a good fight at being seen to be against it, and so that's the part you play.
I mean, are they in touch with you much, the leadership, the people around the leader?
The leader is always cocooned by people around him, and the basis they're around him is he trusts them, and they're discreet, etc., etc.
Do they tell him the truth?
No, that's the bad side. The bad side is, you know, the bunker mentality that gets round leaders. One of Ed's problems, really, is that he's young. And, of course, the way he came to power, problem with his brother, the fact that the trade unions had a major say. And I still think he's trying to find himself. And the trouble with that, I think, is sometimes he's doing things that he thinks a leader should do, that he shouldn't do. He should use his own judgment and his own belief on how he should act, etc., etc., and forget about how does a leader react.
What sort of things are you thinking about? Can you give me an example?
No, I don't. I know certain things that have happened that I think shouldn't have happened, were unwise. When the big issues have come up, he's been very sound. And he should relax and just be yourself, Ed. I think this is one of the difficulties a Labour Party member would say to you, and I would say to you, I have difficulty knowing what we stand for now. We are 18 months away from an election, thinking that we will put out a document on all these major items and the public will say, oh, great. And I think often at the moment the government are setting the agenda and making the weather and we're responding to it. Tony Blair and Gordon Brown never did that. I may have been a critic at times, certainly Tony and on occasions Gordon, but they made the weather, they set the agenda, and they even set it in opposition. We're not setting any agenda, we're responding to the Tories.
I mean, if anyone was to say, well, you know, this is just one backbencher,
yes,
the usual suspect, it's old Labour, what do we care about that? We're in a new era now, we're in a new era for the Labour Party. How do you respond to that?
Calmly. But to get back into government, we have got to demonstrate to people that we are relevant to their lives.
So
because why would you vote Labour if we're not offering something different? They'll stick with what they've got. You know, I'm a bad-tempered, cynical old individual, and I'm sad about that, but that's the way it is, and so you factor that in. But even a cynical old individual who's been in politics since he was 15, and there's a lot of them in here, should we listen to? I know should be listened to, but there might be some wisdom in just lending the odd ear.
Do many others feel the same way, do you think? Some of the old lags, some of the newer backbenchers?
Well, there has to be, and there is some concern that the lead we have in the polls, first of all, is not firm enough, big enough, but will it withstand a general election discussion? But the real thing is, Do you know, because I don't, know our position on welfare? Do you know our position on education? Do you know our genuine position on how we'd run the health service now? So if you're not getting a clear enough message to me and to some of my colleagues, what kind of message do you think you're putting out there? I remember before we won 92, the 5 years to 97, this place was bubbling, we were energetic, we were at them, we thought we had all the answers. We're not at them, and we're slightly hesitant, and we're slightly confused, and I deeply worry about that.